Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
The three ways you make money by using a self-directed IRA to buy real estate. That's today's show. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. On today's show, we're going to talk about three different ways to kind of trump any other form of investing. You make extra money inside of a self-directed IRA when you buy real estate. We're going to walk you through that. So there's a lot of different tips and tricks and strategies that we're going to teach you. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And in 2017, we left our day jobs in order to focus on financial freedom, which we had built up thanks to real estate investing. And one of the ways that we built our passive income and our retirement accounts is with self-directed real estate investing. We had these accounts from our day jobs, and we rolled those over into a self-directed account, which we teach you here in this video. And that's how we were able to do it. We're able to buy real estate inside these accounts.
Right. So investing inside of our IRAs is just one of many tools that we use to build our real estate portfolio. But I think it's a great way to sort of get started in your early days, because it felt to me a little bit safer to invest in real estate inside of an IRA because we weren't coming out of pocket from our living expenses to Right. buy an investment property. And we could kind of see how we liked it. Also, we're going to teach you later how to manage that. And because you simply cannot pay your tax bills out of your pocket, you have to pay them inside of the retirement account. I found that also very comforting. So we each have our own Roth IRAs that we had taken from previous 401ks. We rolled them into self-directed IRAs. And then we both individually own a few rental properties inside of those funds. There is no such thing, as far as I know, as like a joint IRA, because your IRA is based on your earnings income. Right. If you're a person, you have earnings that you report on your own Social Security, you're eligible for an IRA. So we each have them separately.
Right. So you can't have them jointly. But maybe, hey, that's a new banking product. Maybe somebody will think of that
someday. Could be.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So today we wanted to talk about three ways that you make money inside of a self-directed account. And honestly, it's a bit different than if you just bought the property outside of the self-directed account. So let's talk about the number one way. The number one way that you are benefiting and the money you're earning from a self-directed real estate investment. Number one is taxes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat it. So imagine this. You buy a property here in 2019. You buy a $60,000 property like we just did in Texas inside of a self-directed account. Well, now, every month that that tenant is paying us rent that's flowing into that account, that $800, $900, $1,000 a month in rent, that's tax-free. I never have to pay taxes on that money. But now I can't touch it yet
right.
until retirement.
Because it's a Roth.
It's a Roth
yes.
IRA. So I can't touch it, but that's fine. Every month I'm seeing that tenant is paying this money, and the benefit of that account grows. And I don't have to ever pay taxes on it.
Right. It's amazing.
I mean,
it's
a great
feeling.
Think about that for a second, right?
Yeah.
It really is amazing. And guess what? That account's growing. Now, let's say I bought, you know, that $60,000 property, and after a few years, I've got $60,000 in there again from the tenant.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can buy another property.
Or what if that $60,000 appreciated and we sell it for $80,000? I'm never going to pay taxes on that appreciation. That's also amazing, right?
Right.
It depends what you're doing with it.
So that's amazing, right? So you could sell that house mm-hmm. inside of that IRA, and then all the benefits of that profit live inside the IRA again. You can't touch it yet.
Yeah.
But it's tax-free wealth building, an amazing, amazing strategy. So that's step one.
Now, I have for our family, I built a spreadsheet, and each tab is whoever's IRA it is. So our three kids each have income through Morris Invest. And so they each do have their own IRAs, Roth IRAs. And so I manage it by keeping track of like what the investment is, what it's returned, what cash I have in there to use. I guess I should offer it to you. I should make a make a template and give a download.
All right.
I will think about that.
No, so, okay, in the description below, we will have a free download template so you can download and take it home with you. And
right, and then I have a projection, right? So these assets are growing at, let's say, between 7 and 12%. And I have an idea of how each asset will perform. And so if I contribute the minimum amount of $5,500 a year, and my assets perform at 8%, then by the time that asset is at, the fund is at full maturity, I can calculate what I will have. Now, take this as an example. When Clayton was 40, he took an old 401k and rolled it into a Roth IRA that was self-directed. Now, I have a feeling that everything that I've put in that IRA as an investment is going to grow at about 8%. So I say to myself, okay, from the age of 40 until 69, if we every year put in 5,500, which is the contribution limit, we're only allowed to put that in cash, and it continues to grow at 8%, look at what it's worth here. Can you read this number?
It would be $524,363. So that $5,500 a year,
right,
would grow like that.
Would grow that much, because I know that the investments I choose are going to grow at about 8%. And that's conservative. I have some other funds in there that I've chosen that are, you know, that I sort of diversified a little. But you can see that this fund, this does own real estate. It owns two properties in addition to other things.
So now I can hear people at home saying, wait a second, 8% return, you're full of crap. There's no way. I can read the comments now. No, that's actually true. That's, we invest in real estate, and most of our real estate is between about 7 to 12% return a year, an annual return, 7 to 12%. And that's taking out 40%. We take out 40% in that formula. We've got a whole video explaining ROI and understanding return on investment. So at even a minimal 7 to 8%, which is still three times better than the stock market, two to three times better than the stock market, that's how much just putting that $5,500 a year in would yield. So it's amazing. Tax-free.
Right. Now, I feel comfortable with that, right? And I know that if there is a market correction, say there's a housing crisis, well, so what? I'm going to keep that house and I'm still going to make rent. And most data will tell you that even in a housing crisis, rents remain relatively stable. In fact, people need to rent more. So I'm comfortable with the home, specifically this one that's owned inside of this fund. So if you look at this, Clayton's never seen this sheet before because I do it secretly, furtively doing spreadsheets in my office is my thing. And so you see, I have it broken out by cash. And then each asset. Now, this is a property. This is a note to someone else to buy a property. And this is a real estate fund that we found, which is something completely separate we can teach you about in a different video. And then this is the cash on hand, right? So this is what we still have to invest. Now, my goal is to not have cash in there. I told you this morning, I was very uncomfortable with this amount of money there. So I went in search of another property to buy because I was like, I don't want that sitting there doing nothing. I want it growing with the rest of this that I know is doing a minimum of 8%.
So that's amazing. So we buy real estate inside of that. To Natalie's point, even in a housing crisis, there's people still need to rent, right? So this will still grow, unlike the stock market where we saw people's 401ks wiped away because of the collapse. So people had, you know, their whole retirement wiped out and they had to start from scratch. That doesn't happen with housing inside of your self-directed account.
So you see along the bottom, I have it like there's Clayton's, there's Natalie's, and there's our three kids. So it's a great way to make sure that those funds are actually growing. It's not a lazy way. You know, I have to go in there and make sure that there's no cash sitting there uninvested. I don't want that. But I also need to make sure that there's enough cash in there to pay the tax bill when those, or the insurance bill when those things come in. So there is some work involved, but oh, I love it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Robinhood. All right, what is Robinhood? Well, it's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs. You know, I've been investing in ETFs for many, many years. Options, cryptos, if you want to buy some Bitcoins, it doesn't matter. All commission free. That's how Robinhood works. And guess what? If you stick around to the end of this little ad, you're going to get a free stock. I'm going to tell you how you get a free stock. It can be like Apple or Ford or Sprint. It doesn't matter. They're going to give you a free stock. I'll tell you how. So they strive at Robinhood to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's not intimidating. It's a way for the stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. They have a simple and intuitive, clear design with their data, and it's easy to use. So let me just tell you about my experience with Robinhood. Signed up for Robinhood, super easy to use, and the app was just super simple. Makes it so very easy to see what you're investing in and how to run the show. I mean, some of this stuff can be really overwhelming to people. That's why they never take the leap. They never get involved in investing at all, whether it's real estate or stocks or gold. It doesn't matter. You can do all of that very, very simply with Robinhood. And no commission or fees. Other brokerages charge up to like 10 bucks for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and all of that and keep all of your profits. Very, very easy to understand charts and market data, helps you understand exactly what's going on. Their web platform, also great. Stock selections right there. They show you the 100 most popular ones in the entertainment and social media sectors and different things. Female CEOs. So if you're, that's really important to you, you want to invest in companies with female CEOs, et cetera, you can do all of that. So just learn by doing. So you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. So if it's ETFs or gold or cryptos, it doesn't matter. You can do all of that. And you can get custom notifications for different price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. So Robinhood is going to give listeners a free stock in something like Apple. So I invest in Apple. That's one company I know very, very well. So you can invest, they'll give you a free stock in Apple, Ford, Sprint, doesn't matter, to help build your portfolio. They're going to give you a free stock. Are you crazy? So sign up today at investing. So it's investing.robinhood.com. Very, very important you understand that URL. It's investing.robinhood.com. Investing.robinhood.com. Check them out today and get your free stock. You can't go wrong. All right, so we got through the first benefit of buying rental property inside of your self-directed account. That's for taxes. The second major benefit, of course, is passive income, right? So this tenant is still paying you passive income every month in this property. So yes, you could have passive income outside of your self-directed account, but guess what? That passive income is now growing. It's building up without taxes every month inside of that self-directed account.
Right. So when you log into your dashboard, you'll see every month rental income on asset number 456, which is 123 Main Street, right? Income, $800, right? That feels amazing because someone else has just put $800 into your IRA. Now, contrast that to what it feels like to open your statement from a traditional IRA custodian, like a bank-based, stock-based. And most of the time in the upper left-hand corner, you see some kind of pie chart,
right,
which shows you like you're invested in these kind of stocks and these kind of foreign stocks and these kinds of aggressive age-based stocks, right? And then you see like some percentages of things that yielded maybe $5 per thing, right? What you probably don't know is that a lot of times in mutual funds, they trade stocks inside of them all the time, and you are going to be paying for those capital gains inside of the fund, right? Because right. The fund is charging you for this. So yeah, if you just kind of like think about what that feels like, looking at your statement and saying, oh, there's some percent numbers, but I think that it grew something versus like, oh, I got a rent check. It's a very different feeling.
Yeah, totally different feeling. So there you go. The second benefit is, of course, having that passive income, that cash flow going directly into your account and growing your account. And the third major benefit of using a self-directed account to buy real estate is, of course, protection against volatility. Volatility, right? People want to talk about inflation. Well, real estate is a natural hedge against inflation. Why? Because traditionally, real estate appreciates in conjunction with, and rents also go up in conjunction with inflation, right? People aren't paying $100 a month in rent anymore like they were in the 1960s, right? Maybe some places are. But for the most part, rent has gone up significantly. And therefore, so has the value of a house has also gone up. So if we have a little bit of inflation in the economy, that property that's inside of your self-directed account also is appreciating and is offsetting the volatility in the market.
Right. And so sort of speaking on behalf of the more nervous wife when it comes to investments, right, I feel much better looking at those IRA dashboards and thinking, I own a thing, like a real thing, versus looking at a stock-based accounts and thinking, well, I own a portion of a company inside of a fund managed by a bank that's based on cyclical markets. That's not really owning a thing, right? You own the concept of a thing. Like, think of, you know, I was one of those idiots who had stock in Enron inside of an IRA. And so then I owned no things. Like, I actually did not, I thought I owned a thing. And then poof, it was like in the air. I owned no thing. So I love the idea of actually my IRA owns something tangible that I know, no matter what the market, there will always be someone willing to pay me to live there, right? Yeah,
and it can never go down to $0 in value like Enron, right? Even if the house burns down, you have insurance on it and you can replace it.
I wish I still had a bank statement. I probably have a tax return.
And land Enron never loses value. So the land value itself, even if the house burned down, you still have insurance. You rebuild the house. You get it? Hopefully this is starting to make sense to you. And right, by the way,
owning a thing versus not owning a thing.
Exactly.
Right? I hope that really boils it down.
Inside of your account. Now, we make it super easy for you. You can go off and do this on your own. That's great. We also, at our company, we have specialists who work on self-directed accounts. So you just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, if you're interested in that. And when you click on the schedule a book a call button there, and then about eight questions in, there's only eight questions. I think the eighth question is, how do you plan on buying the house that you want to invest in? Just click on Unlock Retirement Funds, 401k or IRA, and our team will take great care of you, because that's what they do all day long, is help people set up their self-directed accounts and walk through that process. We just did it. Super simple to do. Now, there's also other videos in this series and on these playlists. So if you're new to the channel, please subscribe and check them out, because we'll walk you through the multiple ways, the tax benefits of owning a self-directed account and buying real estate inside of all of that. Say goodbye, Natalie.
Goodbye, Natalie.
Goodbye, Clayton. Thank you so much for downloading and subscribing. We'll see you next time here on the show. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.